Come on a journey through time, a journey of promises and promises fulfilled. Walk in the path of prophets and listen to their voices. Walk in the path of the saints and hear their words. Praise be to the Lord. Praise be to the Lord. Come away. As the Ancient of Days descends heaven's ladder, cradling the Christ child in his arms and delivering the promise to us all.
Hear the word of the Lord to Israel. A king is coming who will judge with righteousness, who will make decisions with justice. He will be like no other king, for his reign will never end. His throne will be established in love, and his kingdom will encompass all the earth. When he comes, you will see the dawn of peace, a peace that will last forever. Have faith, for I will do as I promised.
This is a season of praise. Coming together, we celebrate the birth of Christ, the long-awaited Messiah. But it was not always so. Instead, for centuries, it was a time of waiting. The prophets had foretold the coming of the Lamb of God, and then silence. For 400 years, there was no word from God's prophet. Each generation wondered, Will the Holy One come during my lifetime? Will I live to see the prophecy fulfilled? Each generation longing, waiting for the King.
Like prisoners in darkened cells, the people of Israel waited for their king, longing for the light of his appearance. Still, they celebrated in God's promise of this Redeemer and waited in faith for his kingdom of peace. The young Nazarene girl named Mary would know this prophecy well. Like her people, Mary believed that the Messiah would one day come. But how could she know that God would accomplish this miracle through her? How could she imagine that God would choose her to be an instrument of God's redemption? When Mary shared her news with her relative Elizabeth, the Holy Spirit caused Elizabeth's unborn child to leap with joy. The celebration had begun. As Mary sang her song of praise, fear and apprehension was replaced with the celebration of the promise to come.
Celebrate the promise of the King.
Celebrate the promise.
Celebrate the promise of the King.
Sing and celebrate. Cast out your every fear. The Lord will soon appear. Celebrate the promise of the
of God's love.
Celebrate the promise.
The emperor had decreed that each family pay taxes in their city of ancestry. Mary and Joseph made their way to Bethlehem, but as the city was overflowing with tax-paying visitors, they were turned away at every inn. Finally, as the time neared for the Son of God to be born, an innkeeper offered them his stable. It was there that this child, who was both the Creator and the promised mighty Redeemer, was born and laid in the manger. Unaware that the long-awaited miracle had appeared, Bethlehem slept. But the angels of heaven filled the skies with singing and rejoicing. When a group of shepherds heard this, they left their flocks and hurried to the stable. They knelt to offer praises of wonder and joy to the one who would become both shepherd and lamb.
Praise to him. The humble setting didn't deter her heart, and like every parent everywhere, she wished upon the child a lullaby of love.
On a cloudless night,
shepherds gazed upon him in the pale moonlight.
Eyes so full of wonder,
heart so rich with joy.
Our songs to the newborn. so holy on this starry night. You bring peace for all mankind. Peace be yours tonight. Tiny lamb, I love you. I would hold you close as my Lord. Gently we adore you, tenderly we lift our songs to the newborn King. One day loud hosannas will praise the great I am, but tonight hearts will sleep, little lamb. But tonight hearts whisper, sleep, little lamb.
The shepherds watched the skies in astonishment as a brilliant star lit up the night. The star that God had sent forth was leading journeying men to the beloved Son. These men were not Jews. God sent this announcement of the Savior's birth to these learned foreign Gentiles. As Isaiah had prophesied, the Savior came to be a light for the Gentiles as well as for all of us. When they found the child, they offered gifts to praise him: gold, frankincense, and myrrh. These wise men and the shepherds shared all that they had seen and heard. Their praise could not be contained, and they proclaimed the good news to everyone that they met.
fill the air with the sound of his praise, fill each heart with the light of his glory. Sing to the Lord a song, sing to the Lord a song, jubilant, 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 jubilant song. Rejoice, sing it hallelujah.
The Prince of Peace is born. The silence of darkness is broken. The news of the great light has come. In the season of love and light, gifts are offered to one another. But most importantly, gifts are offered to God. The gift of praise, the gift of obedience and faith, the gift of a mother's love, the gift of heavenly song, the gift of wonder, the gift of proclamation of a promise fulfilled. Jesus offers us peace and joy and love and salvation. What gifts do we bring? The prophet Micah asked this question hundreds of years before God's promise was fulfilled, and the answer remains unchanged. With what shall I come before the Lord and bow down before him? Shall I come before him with a sacrifice? Will he be pleased with thousands of rams, with 10,000 rivers of oil? Shall I offer my firstborn for my transgressions? God has already shown you what is good. And what does the Lord require of you? To have a heart that acts with justice toward all and loves mercy and walks humbly with your God.
Thank you.
hear the words of Jesus. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to release the oppressed. Jesus, the Good Shepherd, the Alpha and Omega, said, I am the light of the world. Whosoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of eternal life. This is a season of praise, a season of joy. As the angels sang to announce Christ's birth, we too should sing to spread the news to the world. The light of the world has come. He has come to bring us love and life. We too should sing. So please now stand and sing with us.
Thank you.